From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The political and financial uncertainty in Greece that's been rattling world markets is now prompting the European Central Bank to freeze its liquidity operations with some Greek banks. Those firms will no longer be able to offer assets to the ECB as collateral for loans. In Athens, an interim government will be in effect until next month's election, which was triggered after the last vote failed to produce a clear winner. The next vote's expected to embolden parties that oppose the country's international bailout deal, which required strict austerity measures. As John Syropoulos reports, Greece may be moving even closer now to leaving the euro.
An election on May 6 split Parliament between those in favor of Greece's bailout and austerity program and those against. The second camp is now expected to grow stronger. Greece's president will appoint the country's most senior judge as interim prime minister, but it is feared that the expense and delay of a second election may further jeopardize Greece's membership of the euro. Most Greeks don't want to return to the local currency, the drachma, but also oppose repeated cuts to pensions and wages. For NPR News, I'm John Syropoulos in Athens.
The FBI confirms it's conducting a preliminary investigation into the $2 billion trading loss by J.P. Morgan Chase. Director Robert Mueller made the announcement today. John Edwards' defense team rested its case today without calling the former presidential candidate to the stand. He's accused of violating campaign finance law. The man known as the Butcher of Bosnia among his Croat and Muslim victims is now on trial at The Hague for war crimes during the mid-1990s. At the start of the trial, Rako Mladic reportedly made a throat-slitting gesture to a woman who had lost loved ones in the Srebrenica massacre. Prosecutor Dermot Groom highlighted a brutal assault in one Bosnian city for which he says Mladic was clearly responsible.
Later that year, on the 7th of November, 1994, Mladic himself would issue an order reserving to himself the decision to use heavy caliber weapons on civilian targets in Sarajevo.
The prosecution may call more than 400 witnesses to testify. The wife of a fired Syracuse University coach accused of sexual molestation plans to sue ESPN. Lori Fine told reporters earlier today that the sports network ruined her life when it broadcast what she described as false stories about her husband, Bernie Fine.
Although these defendants have known me to be a decent and honorable woman, they have maliciously attacked me in order to attack my husband and to boost television ratings in the wake of the Penn State scandal.
Bernie Fine, who served as assistant basketball coach for the Orange, faced sexual abuse allegations by two former ball boys not long after similar allegations emerged against a former Penn State coach. But Fine has not been charged due to the statute of limitations. Before the close, Dow was down 33. This is NPR. President Obama has presented the nation's top military award, the Medal of Honor, to an Army specialist who saved the lives of fellow soldiers 42 years ago in Cambodia during the Vietnam War. The posthumous award was received by the widow and brother of Leslie Sabo Jr. NPR's Craig Windham reports Sabo was on a patrol with members of the 101st Airborne Division when they were ambushed by North Vietnamese troops.
Sabo charged enemy positions and killed several North Vietnamese fighters while drawing fire away from his unit. But the president says Sabo's bravery did not stop there.
An enemy grenade landed near a wounded American. Les picked it up and he threw it back. And as that grenade exploded, he shielded that soldier with his own body.
After being wounded himself, Sabo crawled his way to an enemy bunker and dropped a grenade in it, sacrificing his own life. Sabo's original nomination for the medal was lost, so Congress voted to extend the 3-year limit for such nominations in his case. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The housing market is showing new signs of life. Today, the Commerce Department announced the nation's builders broke ground on 2.6% more homes last month than in March. Well, turns out those Skechers shape-ups won't guarantee you those curves celebrities have shown off in ads, so the government is making the company pay $40 million. The Federal Trade Commission says a footwear company made unfounded claims about what shape-ups and other fitness shoes could produce. Before the close, U.S. stocks were down with the Dow off 33 points, NASDAQ down 20, and the S&P 500 down 6. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.